Cape Talk, the political desk.
The political desk with Professor André Duvernage, who joins us now on the line. Prof, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Abs. I'm fine over here in Potchefstroom, a bit warm, but otherwise fine.
As you can see, the conversation, or you can hear, the conversation is around politics in the country, and certainly things are heating up as we are getting to the general elections. The question then is, I mean, has the ANC got this right, or did they miss the mark completely with their manifesto that they've launched over the weekend?
Abs, my analysis is that the content and the strategy is basically conventional ANC, but there is one very important difference, and that is the approach of Mr. Ramaphosa. In some way, Mr. Ramaphosa is recognizing the failures of the ANC, which is definitely new. And then on the other side, he is presenting a strategy, but it is a more moderate strategy. And I think it is going to appeal a lot more stronger to especially your urban black elite, making it a lot more competitive towards, for example, the Democratic Alliance. So my take on it is that it was positive. What was, however, interesting was the interplay between Ramaphosa and Jacob Zuma in KZN.
And if we look at it, I mean, I think for many of us, you listen to these manifestos over and over, and it starts sounding as if it's just regurgitating the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, when you look at this, do you really believe, you know, that this manifesto will in fact attract the electorate for the ANC?
Well, we have already seen some indications coming from certain surveys. I'm here referring to the Ipsos Marquinhos survey, indicating that the support base of the ANC is above 60%. Now, I am not in total agreement with that survey, but at least I think we can argue that the support base of the ANC is around the middle 50s. And that is already an increase on what we have seen during the local elections in 2016. Now, there can still a number of factors playing a very important role in the support base of the ANC. For example, what is Jacob Zuma going to do with the African Transformation Movement? Are they going to establish a new party? Are they going to compete in the 2019 elections? Then there are also a number of new actors involved. We are thinking about the Radical Socialist Party coming from the NUMSA ranks. We are looking at some other structures, the party of Claudie Motsoeng, the Good Party of Patricia de Lille. So there's a number of new developments. But generally speaking, I believe the ANC is support-wise in a better position than a year ago with Jacob Zuma.
And you saw the response from the DA leader, Musimai Mani, labeling the manifesto as more empty promises. I mean, from the opposition side, you can imagine where they're coming from. What's your take on the DA leader's comments?
Well, I think at the moment, the Democratic Alliance has their own big challenges to face. And I think support, that the support base is one of them. I know some of these surveys are giving them only about 14%. And we know during the 2016 elections, they performed around 25%. Now, this is a big drop in support. But I think there are certain truths in the comments coming from Musimai Mani towards the ANC. In the past, the ANC were not very strong on delivering according to promises. But what was interesting this year is that the promises were on a lower level. There were the promises with regard to job creation, which is probably a bit idealistic, but generally speaking, there was a realist and not a populist approach in the strategy of Mr. Ramaphosa. What was also interesting was that land expropriation without compensation was low down in the list and not very prominent during the presentation. And this has to do with creating confidence for investors, because he put a huge target with regard to getting investments into South Africa, creating growth and following then a strategy against unemployment in favor of job creation.
Prof, just before we let you go, though, perhaps just tying up the interview, what then would be your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
Well, I think it is very important what you have said. It is our duty to go and vote. And the voters must clearly assess all the different options. You refer to the major parties, ANC, DA and EFF. There are also other smaller parties which the people can vote for. I believe coalition politics are going to become more and more important in South African politics, making the role of smaller parties just as important. But at the end of the day, the assessment is lying with the voters. But what is important, they must go and vote. That is critical, and that is also our duty within any democracy.
That being said, Prof, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to having a conversation with you again in the near future.